Okay, so we have a little unfinished business over here with Shehiyah and HaChazara, and then we'll move on to Gozes. But this is actually, as I said the last time, perhaps the most common shaila that you get with regards to these issues. So on Lamed Chesed Aleph, if you remember, at the top of Lamed Chesed Aleph, we had a shaila that the Gemara was dealing with. Shachach Kedera Agabi Kira, the top line of Lamed Chesed Aleph. A person forgets a Kedera on top of a stovetop that's uncovered. Ubishlo B'Shabbos. And he cooks on Shabbos. Mahu, what is the halacha? It's an ishtik. This was a boy named Rechia Bar Abba. Rechia Bar Abba is. What is the halacha if a person forgets a kedera on top of an uncooked pot of food, on top of an uncovered flame going into Shabbos? Ishtik, v'lamalev l'amid, he doesn't respond. L'mokha, nofik dorishal hu, the next day went out and he said, Mavashu b'Shabbos b'shegeg yoichal, b'mezid lo yoichal. A person cooks on Shabbos, b'shegeg, you can eat it, b'mezid, you can't eat it. That's what Meir. V'lo yishna. And there's no difference here between Shegeg and Mezid. My Veloishna, what does it mean there's no difference between Shegeg and Mezid? Rabbi and Rav Yosef, Damri Tarvayu, Latero. So Rabbi and Rav Yosef say both Shegeg and Mezid are Mutter. Mavasha, why? Mavasha, who the Ka'avid Maisa, B'mezid lo yoichal. Avahad lo Ka'avid Maisa, here he doesn't do an action. What did he do? He forgot a pot of food on top of the fire. Hadlo Ka'avid Maisa, Nami yoichal. Here there's no action at all, Mutter. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar Li Isura. Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, no, if you forget a pot of food, an uncooked pot of food on top of an uncovered flame, it's all Aser. Mavash, why? Even whether Shegeg or Mezid, it's worse than Mavashel. Mavashel, who do Asi La Rume? No one's going to trick us about Mavashel. They'll come to the rabbi and say, oh, you come with the whole story. Nah, you're not going to do that. B'Shegeg Yoichal, so therefore B'Shegeg we allow him. Aval Hai Asi La Rume, if we're going to start allowing Shegeg, people are going to start coming up with the subterfuges, so b'shegeg nami lo yoichal. Okay, so the first sugya over here. I mean, it's not a whole sugya. The first sugya over here in the Gemara, and then lamad mechesem alav. The top of the Gemara is shachach kedera al gabi kira. A person forgets a kedera on top of a stovetop, and this is on an uncovered flame. Eino gufo k'tuma, and eino mavusho. It's not cooked. So an uncooked pot of food on top of an uncovered flame. What is the halakha? So Rabba, who is this? Rabba and who?
Rabba and Rav
Yosef. Rabba and Rav Yosef both said that what? What is the halakha according to Rabba and Rav Yosef? What? B'shvein b'shegeg. Vein b'mezid, it's what? It's mutter. Good. And what did Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak say? Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak said, no, vein b'shegeg. Bein b'shegeg, bein b'mezid. B'mezid, it's aser. Okay? That's the first sugya on Lamed Chesed Aleph. The problem is, that's not the only sugya. There's another sugya that comes right at the end of that Gemara also. Gemara, Lamed Chesed Aleph. Which seems to have the same old shiloh all over again.
Look down at the bottom of the Amud. Where are we? Iboy Elohu. Maybe 10 lines from the bottom. No, 12, 13 lines on the bottom. First words on the line are Yiboy Elohu. So the Gemara asks, Yiboy Elohu. They're the Shaila. Avar v'shaha. A person does Shehiyah. My, what's the halakha? We just talked about this. We just had that. Person leaves an uncooked pot of food on top of an open flame going into Shabbos. If it's a covered flame, there's no Shehiyah. So Avar v'shaha, my, what's the halakha? Mi kantu rabbanon aloi. Did they make a kras or not? So Tashma, let's come and learn a braisa. Damar Shmuel b'Rav Nosson. Amar Rav Chanina, kishahalach Rav Yosi l'tzipori, when Rav Yosi went to Tzipori, motu chamin, he found hot water, sheneshtohu agabi kira, oh, he found stuff that was an Yisuf Shehiyah. V'loy asalayen, he didn't answer it. Beitzim mitzu makais, dried out eggs, sheneshtohu, also they were left on top of an uncovered flame, agabi kira, v'asalayen, he answered it. My love, loy sashabs, oh, so you see the water, he didn't answer to them. That in an aser, so Rashi explains, because it's mitzdamik viraloi. Rashi says, chamin loy aser, the mitzdamik viraloi. The longer it cooks, the worse it gets. Beitzim osar, the eggs he asered, the mitzdamik viyofalahen. I didn't know this, but I guess the longer the egg cooks, I guess the better it gets. Alright. So beitzim is the longer it cooks, the better it gets. So that he asered to them. My love loy Shabbos. Didn't he aser for that Shabbos? Loy, the Gemara says, the Shabbos haba. He told them, don't do this next week. Don't do this next week. But he didn't answer the eggs. The eggs he didn't answer. Wow, Kaidah Shehiyah. By accident, we're not going to answer it. He didn't answer the eggs. What did he say? Don't do it again. Oh. But is it mutter? Sounds like yes. No, the next week he told them, Shabbos Habo, don't do this. Then the Gemara has a whole shayla. Really? Eggs, that the further they cook, the better they get? So the Gemara says, yeah, yeah, it's true. Eggs, the more they cook, the better they get. All right. Huh? Cholent and eggs? They put the eggs in the whole egg. So the Gemara seems to say, Omer v'shah, what's the maskaras and Gemara? That he only told him next week, don't do it again. But it sounds like it's mutter. One second. Omer v'shah, if a person does shahia, then it's mutter. But we just had a whole machlekes. One opinion held it's mutter. One opinion held that they're both also. But why did the Gemara ask the same thing again? So there are three resolutions to this problem. The Rishonim all asked this, the Achronim asked this. So if you look at the Marsha has one interesting explanation. Turn in the back to the Marsha, right after the Rosh, in the Gemara is the Marsha.
Wait, why can't we just say it's possible like Rabbi Yehuda from earlier?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. But to not recognize that this is a Machlekes and is a Shiloh that we just discussed, it's kind of like temporary memory, you know, short-term memory loss. We just talked about it. It's not like we talked about it somewhere else. It would be odd if we were in a different Masechta to have the same Shiloh without referencing one another.
Right. You're saying the fact that it doesn't mention Rabbi Yehuda?
It sounds like mutter. Mm-hmm. And no mention of a machlekes, no mention, we just discussed this 5 seconds ago. Strange. So look over here in the Marsha. He says that they're talking about two different cases. Everyone's going to have to say they're talking about two different cases. What are the two different cases? That's the question. So in the Marsha in the back, Lamed Chesamet Aleph, there's a Dibur Hamaskil B'Perish Rashi. Diver Maso Aver Vishah. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, look at Rashi, Aver Vishah. Bemazed. Look how Rashi adds the word. What did he add? Bemazed. Well, 1 minute. Yeah, nice try. Nice try. But we talked about mazed up there. Bemazed. So what's Aver Vishah? So Rashi adds a little bit. Rashi says it's talking about what? Bemazed my. Mutalachla Aloy. So he's trying to say the top one is Shegeg. The bottom one is mazed. Yeah, but that's nice. You can't do that, though, because in the top we said, Bein b'shegeg, Bein b'mazed. So it doesn't really help. So the Marsha always is on top of these type of things. So look at the Marsha in the back. L'machasim et alf, v'perish Rashi, divrei maso, over v'shah, b'mazed mai. V'yesh l'daktek, he says, l'perushoi. Even according to Rashi, it's shver. Dokvar pasha le'el, l'isura, b'mazed. We already talked about mazed. Bein k'aydim gzeirah, bein la'achar gzeirah. Whether it's before the Gzeira of Shegeg, Aser Shegeg because of Mazed, or after the Gzeira. We didn't get into that, but the Gemara has it in the continuation if you saw it. Ubebosho called Tzarkai Nami. Liri b'mazed v'adai Aser. And even if it's fully cooked, b'mazed, it's for sure Aser. So what? According to those opinions that it's Aser, it's Aser. Bein b'shegeg, bein b'mazed. What are we dealing with over here? So he says, no, b'yesh lomar, says the Marsha, the Reitz Loimar b'mazed sh'niskave lishois, via sover mutter. That's a new category. You know what that's called? Oimer mutter.
What does that mean?
That means balabatish. They think it's mutter. Meaning it's not that they did an Easter by accident. Ooh, I turned on light by accident. I forgot it's Shabbos. Ooh, I forgot that I left the pot on the snow. They think it's mutter. So that's, it's like amazing, but it's better than amazing. In the sense that they actually think it's mutter. They don't think they're doing anything wrong. So it could be when a person is Omer Mutter, he's better than a Shegeg, and he's better than a Mazed. Meaning, even though on the top we actually paskin, Bein B'Shegeg, Bein B'Mazed, what?
He's not going to come to trick anybody.
No! And not even because of that, it might even be an Oinus. We happen to paskin that it's Usser. Bein B'Shegeg, Bein B'Mazed,
So
what is this talking about? According to the Marsha, one second. According to Rashi, it's talking this is mazed and this is shogeg. Okay, So we have this contradiction. Rashi says we're all going to try and figure out what is Aver Bishah referring to. Obviously, it's not referring to the same thing as it was before. You know, let's leave this out. What is Aver Bishah referring to? So Rashi gives us our first possibility.
Rashi says it's talking about b'mezid. The problem with Rashi is that this is also talking about b'im b'shegeg, b'im b'mezid. So Rashi is difficult. What can we do? The Maharsha says his own shot. The Maharsha says that this case of Amar B'shah is talking about what? It's talking about b'omer mutter. That is neither shegeg nor mezid. When you have a shegeg or a mezid, a guy either did an iser by accident or on purpose, but he knows it's an iser, or he didn't know it was an iser. But here, he's omer mutter. He knows exactly what he's doing. He just thinks that it's mutter. Such a thing maybe is even better than shegeg, is better than mezid. Yes.
Why is that different?
It's different than shegeg here. Turn in the Gemara to Samach Tesamid Aleph. Halacha l'maisa, we paskin that omer mutter is the same as shegeg. So in our, we're trained to think that omer mutter is the same as shegeg, but in the Gemara, it was actually a bigger discussion. Turn to Samach Ches Amid Beis. Samach Ches Amid Beis. Everyone, I'm sure, is familiar with the concept of a tinoik shenishba. A tinoik shenishba. What is a tinoik shenishba? Someone, not necessarily a baby who was kidnapped, but a person who's unaware of certain halachos. He didn't get a proper Jewish education. He's considered to be a tinoik shenishba. Look over here. It's a question if a person who did get a Jewish education could still be called a tinoik shenishba. It's a harder argument. But Itmar, look at the Gemara Samach Ches Amid Beis, maybe seven lines down. In the middle of the line, there's a v'hachi Itmar. This is what was said. Rav Shmuel, Samach Ches Amid Beis, v'hachi Itmar. Rav Shmuel, Dami Tarvayu. Rav Shmuel both said, afilu tinoik shenishba bein anachrim, even a tinoik that was taken captive amongst Nachrim, didn't get a Jewish education. Megershin is Gair Levein Nachrim, a convert who converted amongst Nachrim. Kehiker ubesayv shachachdami, it's like someone who knew about Shabbos and forgot about it. V'chayiv. Atinuk Shenishba, according to Rav and Shmuel, and this is how the Rambam paskins, hold that Atinuk Shenishba has to bring a carbon. Just because a person is Atinuk Shenishba doesn't mean that he say, oh, I'm sorry, and, you know, let's, everything is fine. No, you actually have to bring a carbon. It's an Aveira B'Shegeg.
Just one, right?
One carbon, yes, but he's still an Aveira B'Shegeg. Person is Atinuk Shenishba, he did something wrong. What did he do wrong? We once discussed that he should have investigated. He shouldn't just go with status quo. Person has obligated to investigate, to do his own searching. So he sort of searched on his own. That's his Aveira. But he did an Aveira. Atinuk Shenishba did something wrong in the sense that he has to bring a carbon chatas. It was unintentional. He didn't know any better. But okay. Rav Shmuel hold that Atinuk Shenishba has to bring a carbon if he doesn't have Aveira without knowledge. That's in the Rambam passage like that. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Dami Chavai, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish disagree. Davka hikeh ubesayv shachach. Only if he knew about it and then he forgot. About tinuk shenishba bein anachrim, the ger shenishgaya lebein anachrim, but a tinuk who is taken captive or a ger who converts amongst anachrim, meaning he didn't receive a proper Jewish education, potter, does not have to bring a carbon. Look at Rashi, potter, right on the side over there. The kasabi Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The first word on the line is potter. The kasabi Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish oimer mutter. If a person thinks what he's doing is mutter, anus who. It's not even unintentional. Unintentional means, ooh, I didn't mean to back into you with my car, but I did. That's unintentional. If I think that it's mutter to smash into you with my car, that's an einus. I think that it's allowed. So I didn't know it. I didn't know. So then that's an einus. So Rashi says, oimer mutter, we don't happen to not paskin like this with regards to tinuk shenishba, and we probably don't pass an argument with it in general. But the Gemara had a shiloh with regards to shehiya, where a person is an oimer mutter, maybe we don't punish him as severely, because there is a tzad to say, there's an argument to be had, that oimer mutter is an oinus. How do you explain? He thinks it's mutter, so his mom is trapped in his own world of vicious cycle, because he thinks it's mutter. Yes?
Right, so how can you say otherwise? Why is it not the same as someone who doesn't know tinuk shenishba?
We haven't to paskin tinuk shenishba needs a carbon, but at least with regards to punishing, we paskin a tinuk shenishba needs a carbon.
So
it is an aveira.
Okay,
but there is a tzad, a opinion in the Gemara, that oimer mutter is an oinus. So it could be at least with regards to punishing the guy and answering his chulent. Maybe if you did shehiya and you're an oimer mutter, maybe we're not going to punish you for your chulent. A carbon chatas, if you violated one of the malachos of Shabbos and you're a tinuk shenishba, you need a carbon. But maybe we don't have to answer your chulent. So the Gemara, why? Because I don't know if we go that far with this Gzera. Why? Maybe over there we should distinguish. But at least the Marsha says that's the two Shailos in the Gemara. This is the classical Shayu Gemazin, and this Gemara is referring to an Omer Mutter, and there's a tzad to say that an Omer Mutter is better than Shayu Gemazin. In general, we happen to pass in that he needs a carbon. So we don't really accept that distinction, but at least with regards to this local halacha, maybe we should have accepted the distinction. Maybe yes. Maybe.
What does it mean by better? Better than Shayu Gemazin.
It's better in the sense that
I didn't do another.
You don't even know, meaning
I didn't even do it.
You are conscious of what's Asr and Mutter, and you think this is Mutter. No. So it's kind of like, wow. It's like you learned Halakha's got the wrong shot and went home. So that's even, in a certain sense, better than a Shaygeh. You did the due diligence. You just got the wrong shot, you know. Well, like the Tino Shanishba, what do you expect, you know, that's the question. You got it wrong, but yeah. So there's a tzad to say it's a little bit better. The Marsha says claims that's the second Ibai over here. However, Taisus has a different shot. Rabbi says, turn back to Lama Chesem et Aleph. The Rishayim have shotim over here. Taisus has a different shot. Taisus on different Moscow, Over Vishoha, bottom of Lama Chesem et Aleph writes, Over Vishoha, what's going on over here? We just asked this question. Over Vishoha Mai says Taisus the following is the difference. Here, it's b'deloi boshil k'maychu ben derusoi. I'm sorry, here Tosfos says, you cannot say here it's talking about b'deloi boshil k'maychu ben derusoi leka l'ukmi. Here, it cannot be that it's uncooked. D'akvar poshil le'el le'isura k'rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. We already passed like Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak that if it's eino mevushal, eino gufo k'tuma, and eino mevushal, it's aser. Here, you know what we're talking about, says Tosfos? Here we're talking about if it's mevushal. If it's mevushal, but mitzdamek v'yafaloi, you gain something from it. But it's mevushal already. It's mevushal, mitzdamek v'yafaloi. That's what we want to know. It's mevushal, but mitzdamek v'yafaloi. That's also shehiyah according to the Rabbanan. So it's mevushal, mitzdamek v'yafaloi, and it's b'shegeg, says Tosfos. It's b'shoigeg, mevushal, but samik b'yafalai. That's this shaila. This shaila is talking about where it's ain't a mevushal. And this would be the halacha bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezid, if it's not cooked. And it would probably be the same halacha if it is cooked, b'mezid. B'mezid, we never had a second shaila. B'mezid, if you did it on purpose, probably always usher. But Tosfos says, what if it would be cooked, just as mitzdamik b'yafalai, and it was by accident? That's this shaila of Over Vishal. It's different than this one. This one is something that's not cooked. This one is something that is cooked. The Tosfos says, "B'leloi bashul k'maychu ben derusoi leka l'ukmi." You can't say it's talking about where it's uncooked. Takfar pashul le'el isur kam nachum bar Yitzchak. V'nira l'reed demiboy le v'vashil u'b'shoigeg. It's already fully cooked. I guess it's mitzdamik v'yafalai, and it was by accident. So that's how Tosfos learns this second shaila. That this one is talking about where it's cooked, and it was by accident. Turn in the Rambam, though. The Rambam, many learn that he says the same as the Tosfos, but could be saying something else. Look in the Rambam, in the sheets. Oh boy, sorry. Last page of the sheets, 57. Page 57, writes the Rambam, a complicated Rambam. It seems straightforward, but it's quite complicated. Writes the Rambam, Perek Gimel Halacha Tesef Hilchos Shabbos. Page 57, last page of the Bishul sheet. Kol Tavshil. Read carefully. Any Tavshil. Sha'asa lishhoisai. That you're not allowed to do Shehiyah with it. Im Ova v'sha'a. Let's say you did Shehiyah. Asa la'okla ad matzi Shabbos v'yam demikdei shiyasu. Im Ova v'sha'a. You're not allowed to eat it until matzi Shabbos. Which Ibai is that? What's Ova v'sha'a? Which one does that correspond to? Number one or number two? Ava Vishah is number two. So Rambam Paskins, Asala Ochloi, you're not allowed to eat it till Matzei Shabbos. Okay. V'im Shachachoi, let's say you left it there. Tavshah Shalom Bishah called Sarka, who Asar at Matzei Shabbos? It's Asar until Matzei Shabbos. V'im Tavshah Shabbishah called Sarka, who? Umitztamik V'yafaloi Mutala Ochloi Miyad B'im Matzei Shabbos. Wow. What do you say? He said, Im Shachachoi, if you left it there. Im tavshul shel abishol kol tzarka hu aser ad matzei Shabbos. If it's something that hasn't been cooked, it's aser until matzei Shabbos. That's like Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezid. If it's something that's not cooked, that's aser. But then he says, Im tavshul shel abishol kol tzarka hu umitztamik v'yafaloi. That's like Tosfos, right? The second one Of a bishul, the second ibayin in the Gemara is if it's mevushal, it's tamik v'yafal or bishoygeg, then it's mutter. So if it's tavshul shabishul called tzarkahum, it's tamik v'yafal or mutter la'achum miyad b'shabbos. So Tosfos, so the Rambam seems in a certain sense to be saying like Tosfos. He says if it's uncooked, then it's usher. If it was cooked, then bishoygeg gets mutter, even though it's mesamik v'yafal. Okay, let's read it again. Read it again. I'm going to tell you a different shot. Read it again. He says, "Im shachachai," the last three words on the first page 57. "Im tavshel shalav bishul kol tzarkahu atan matzei Shabbos." That's ibaya number one. And there he passes like Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak that bein b'shegeg bein b'mezid it's aser. So even though you left it there, if it wasn't cooked, it's aser. So a person does shahia with something that wasn't cooked, it's aser, even though it was shegeg. But if it was fully cooked, "Im tavshel shalav bishul kol tzarkahu umitzdamig miyafalai." It's mavushal called tzarko, but it's mesamik v'yafalai. That's the second ibaya according to Tosfos. That's mutter. So he seems to correspond to Tosfos shita. What does he mean then at the beginning when he said him avar v'shah? So the mafarshim learning the Rambam, that's talking about mezid. Oh, mezid. We must say avar v'shah. So what's avar v'shah? Avar v'shah is he says it's aser. So that can't be b'shaygeg. And he doesn't distinguish between cooked or uncooked or fully cooked or none of that. So that must be b'mezid, because Tosfos says mevushal calls the mevushal b'shegeg is mutter, b'mezid is aser. So when the Rambam said aver b'shaha, that's b'mezid. Then he gets to shachach. So he says if it's mevushal, it's not b'yaflo, it's mutter, and if it's not mevushal, then it's aser. Okay, we'll read it again. Look, careful. Kol tavshel she'asul l'shoyisai im aver b'shaha oisai asul la'achla ad matzei Shabbos. He must learn, like, I guess what Rashi said, aver b'shaha means real mezid. So in that sense, he's like Rashi. Aver b'shaha means mezid. He kind of put him together, Rashi and Tosfos. So aver b'shaha is mezid. That's where the Rambam said. That's also whether it was cooked or uncooked. Then he says im shachachoy, which sounds like it's finished b'shaygeg. So he says im tavshel she'abishal kol tzarko asad matzei Shabbos. That's this. Even b'shaygeg, if it's not cooked, it's also to matzei Shabbos. Im tavshel she'abishal kol tzarko mesamik v'yafalai, it's mutter. So the Rambam kind of put together Rashi and Tosfos. So he says b'mezid, it's always aser. Always aser. Then he says if it was b'shaygeg shachach, so if it wasn't cooked, it's aser. If it was cooked, but mesamik v'yafalai, then b'shaygeg gets mutter.
I
won't see the etymology of the Rambam, huh?
Saying it shachach
like tinok shnishba? No! Shachach is... Well, forget about the mashar. That was one shot. Forget about the oimer mutter business. Now we're doing... Tosfos says both of these cases are shoygeg. Both are shoygeg. Could be. They're both dealing with shoygeg. This is dealing with shoygeg amazed, and this is dealing with shoygeg amazed. But this is talking about if it's not cooked. This is talking about if it's cooked, then it's time to be off a light. So if it's not cooked, even b'shoygeg gets aser. If it is cooked, b'shoygeg gets mutter. B'mezid, it's always aser. That's how the Rambam learned. So the Rambam begins, he says, aver b'shaha, and the Rambam must be b'mezid. That must be the way, this is the way the classical people understand, the classical mafarshim understand the Rambam. The Rambam said the following. The Rambam says, aver b'shaha. I'm in Israel, I don't know, we'll get to it in a second, alright. The Rambam says, aver b'shaha is aser, always. And then the Rambam says, shachach, if he forgot it, so b'shoygeg, I'm sorry, if he forgot it, which I guess is always b'shoygeg, shachach, which is shoygeg, he says, im eino mevusho, aser, mevusho, if it's eino mevusho, then it's aser, if it's mevusho, umitztamik b'yafaloi, the longer it cooks, the better it gets, then it's mutter. The Rambam said three things. First he said, aver b'shaha is always aser. Then he said, if it's not, if you were shakach, if you were, you know, forgot it, eino mevusho is aser. Really two things. These two parts, but this is in two parts. Eino mevusho is aser, mevusho mistami v'yafalo is mutter. That's what the Rambam said. So if we had to piece together where he got it from, what I would say is aver b'shaha means mezid. Mezid is always aser. In either case, the mezid is aser. Shachach, the Rambam says, well, he understands that that's by accident, so if it's Eino Mavusho, that's also from here. If it's Mavusho, Mestamik V'yafaloi, that's Mutter. So it's kind of like Tosfos. So most of the Mefarshim and the Rambam, you look because of Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah learned it, the Rambam learned the same as Tosfos. They learned the same as Tosfos. That if it's Eino Mavusho, it's also, that's this one. The second one is talking about if it's Mavusho, Mestamik V'yafaloi, that there it's Mutter. So the Rambam reflects those two perspectives over here. I'll tell you, Rav Salavitcher go in his shiurim. They have them, you know, we've seen them around the base manners. Rav Shechter's notes on Salavitcher shiurim. So he suggests a totally different shot in the Rambam, which is much, I believe, in a certain sense, much more satisfying. Because it's strange. First of all, we're not clear where the Rambam got this from. Why doesn't he say Shoygeg and Mezid? You notice the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam never mentions Shoygeg and Mezid. He never says that. We have to kind of understand that that's what he means. That Abba Vishah means Mezid, Shachar means Shoygeg, and if, even if it's B'Shoygeg, we distinguish between Mavushal and Eina Mavushal, like Taisvis, that if it's Mavushal, then it's Mutter B'Shoygeg, if it's Eina Mavushal, then it's Aser. So Salvation said, no, the Pshat in the Rambam is the file. It's hard, because it doesn't fit in with the Rambam. The Rambam seems to be reflecting the two different shaylas. Here the Gemara says Shacha. Here the Gemara says Avar V'Shacha. So if Salvatic suggested that both of these are talking about cases of Shoygeg. But you could violate Shehiyah in two different ways. A person could violate Shehiyah by totally forgetting that the pot is there. This is what Salvatic suggests. He forgot that the pot is there. Here, he put it Be'iser. He put it there, Be'iser, but he was B'Shoygeg. Shoygeg, but it involved an action. Here, he forgot that it's there, but it was without an action. It was passive. See, if you forget that a pot is there, then you didn't do a proactive Iser. You forgot that the pot was there. That's passive. So Salavitcher suggested that the reason why Avar B'Shoygeg is always us in the book, Shoygeg. But the reason why this is us is because this involved an action. Anything that involves an action is always worse than anything that's passive.
What's the difference?
If you do a shaygeg, we're gonna see this distinction elsewhere, but if you do a shaygeg that involves an action, I slam into your car. That's bad. And that's always going to be worse than a person who, oh, I forgot to pick something up for you at the store. In our minds, they're both accidents. But in halakha, Rav Salavitcher was claiming, specifically with regards to this halakha, that perhaps the Rambam Avar B'Shoygeg does not mean mezid, and this is a shaygeg, and he holds like Taisus, and we distinguish between uncooked and cooked. No, this is talking about uncooked, this is talking about cooked, and the first shaylah thing was talking about uncooked, no, maybe not. And maybe Avar B'Shoygeg doesn't mean mezid. The Rambam doesn't say mezid. He's reflecting the two ibayas in the Gemara, and the two ibayas in the Gemara, the two questions in the Gemara, are talking about two different things. Here is talking about a guy who forgot a pot. But he didn't do an active Iser. So I guess the Rambam would have to say here we pass an Aser.
Can't you see that from Rabban or Yosef?
Huh?
Isn't that similar to what Rabban or Yosef said?
Is it similar? I don't know if it fits really well into the Gemara. Well,
no,
it's similar. No, because he's saying, yeah, it doesn't fit in.
Do
with
you
the
think
Gemara.
Shoding is Aser?
It doesn't fit in with the Gemara. It separates the two questions when we're talking about two different cases, but I guess we don't know how it works within the Rambam. Within the Rambam it works. Within the Gemara, I don't know if it really fits. Because here we conclude that it's Mutter, here we say Bein Vishah Yeh Mezid, it's Aser. According to the Salvation, Avar Vishah is worse. Avar Vishah, he's saying, is involved in action. Shachach involves passive, but at least it works within the Rambam.
I don't know if it really helps with the Gemara's.
But I guess he would say that the Gemara is talking about two separate cases. This is talking about a guy who forgot a pot. This is talking about someone who put back a pot. The Iser. And you put a pot on Friday, but you didn't know that it's Aser. You were shaking that it's Aser. You forgot about the Iser Shehiyah, but you did an Iser proactively. Here's a person who just forgot that his pot was there. So he says, if you forget that your pot is there, that's passive. If you put it back, but you forgot about the halakha or something, but you did it actively, that's always worse. So he claims that the Pshat in the Rambam is the following. He's saying, Avar B'Shoygeg is Aser because it involves an action. That's always Aser. Bein B'Shoygeg, Bein B'Mezid is always going to be Aser. Even if it's Mavushal, Matzah and B'Yafalo, it's Aser. If you forgot it there, if it's not cooked, and Mavushal, then it's Aser. If it's Mavushal, Matzah and B'Yafalo, then it's Mutter. Because if it's not cooked, you really benefit from your action. You benefit from what happened. If it's cooked already, you don't really benefit from your forgetting. So then it's Mutter. But if you did an action, the action is always going to be worse.
Matzah and B'Yafalo, you're still benefiting from it.
Yeah, but not significantly, at a much lesser degree. So Salvation claimed within the Rambam, it could be that that's the distinction. If you do something actively, it's Aser. If you do something more in a passive fashion, then it's Mutter. But it could be that what the stand-up shot. The stand-up shot is that this is talking about Mezid. Avar B'Shoygeg means Mezid. And this is talking about Shoygeg.
And the Rambam really said like Tosfos, that if it's Einu Mavusho, then it's Aser. If it's Mavusho, Mastamik V'Yepo, then it's Mutter. And it makes it, it's always Aser. That's the standard shot in the Rambam. Rav Salvechik suggested this, that perhaps they're both talking about, this is also Shogeg. But this is talking about a Shogeg with an action, this is talking about a guy who forgot. That's a Salvechik's shot. I don't know. It helps at least with the Rambam in terms of, the Rambam never mentions Shogeg or Mazed. So I guess it helps for that. We'll see, though, there is such a distinction whether we like it or not. Yes,
what's
last
the,
thing.
What does the Rambam do with a person who says it's Mutter?
Omer Mutter, we don't accept that distinction. Omer Mutter was a suggestion of the Marsha. Omer Mutter and Kol Tar Kula, we treat as a Shogeg. You don't get any...
The Marsha is the only one who...
No, he suggests maybe here, even though we reject that distinction elsewhere, maybe here it has some sort of relevance. It's strange. Why would all of a sudden now we think Omer Mutter is normally a regular old Shogeg? Why? It's a discussion in the Gemara. Maybe it's an Oinus, but we don't really accept that distinction. So he was trying to schlep it in here. Listen, we're stuck. The Gemara seems to ask the same question twice. So people are going to start bringing up schwer things. But look in the Rosh. Last thing on this halacha. The Rosh, Perek, Gimel, Simin, Beis. In the side of the Rosh, there is what's known as the Hagos HaShri. Comments, random comments on the side of the Rosh. The Mother Chachmei Ashkenaz. So on Perek, Gimel, Simin, Beis, writes the Hagos HaShri. And this is the halach where obviously most people, Rabbi said, do not do shehiyah b'shogeg. It's not that they're leaving up their cholent and it's uncooked on Friday and they don't have a blech. Shehiyah is such an easy problem to solve. What do? You just put a blech and you have no problems of shehiyah. You know what people are doing? They're doing hachazara b'isar. They're putting stuff on the blech that you're not allowed to put. So what's the halacha there? The Gemara never discussed it. The Gemara only discussed shehiyah. You forgot a pot on Friday, whether it was cooked, uncooked, at all, yeshuvim in the Rishonim. No one ever discussed the common case over here. You want hot chicken on Friday, on Shabbos morning, you wake up and everything's cold, and the guy puts it on, he forgets that law because he don't know what the pans and the no pans and this and that, and he thinks you're allowed to just take stuff and put it on top of the fire. What's the halacha then? B'di'evit, what's the halacha? V'tzarech Ian, so writes the Hagos HaShri, Imhichzir b'yitzer b'shegeg. Wow, what the halacha now? A guy takes out his chulent, now he puts it back, b'yitzer. Im mutter b'achila oiloi. Can he have his chulent or not? The most common shayla. D'dilma davka shachach kedera u'bishla. Maybe only if you forgot it, and it cooks. Sheniskan hamakel b'shabbos b'yitzer, that the food became edible on Shabbos in an yitzer fashion, but you didn't do an action. But it's also better, see, at least by Shehiyah, Shehiyah is worse, because what happened on Shabbos, the food got cooked. Your chicken was already fully cooked. So on the one hand, Hakazara is better than Shehiyah. Nothing got cooked here on Shabbos. So you're not really benefiting from it. You take your chulent and you put it back, but it was already fully cooked. What are you really benefiting from it? So maybe maybe here it's mutter. By Shehiyah it's also because the food got cooked on Shabbos. Here it's mutter. Even though if a Nachri would do it for you, it would be mutter. Sheini Yisrael Nena Mimeno Kokach. I'm not really getting benefit from it so much. Mikol Mokom says the Hagos HaShri in the end, Kishi Yisrael Ba'atma Osa Iser after the Kansur Rabbanon. It could be that it's worse. That it's worse, because Shehiyah on Shabbos, you didn't do anything on Shabbos. But by Hakazara on Shabbos, you did an action on Shabbos. So the subject of the Hagos HaShri is, what's the story with Hakazara B'Isar? A person turns B'Isar. What's the status there? Hakazara B'Isar, a person puts something on the fire on Shabbos that he's not allowed to put there. So the Hagos HaShri has a subject about it. And his subject is the following. He's not sure. It's a suffix. What's the tzad to say that it's mutter? The tzad to say that it's mutter is because lo asa maisa. I'm sorry, lo nene kokach. You don't get that much hanah because it was kvar mevusho kotzarko. It was already fully cooked. People want to put chicken back on. It's already fully cooked. The other tzad to say that it's also, as opposed to shehiyah where it gets cooked on Shabbos. It's not mevusho and you left uncooked food on an uncovered flame but got cooked on Shabbos. The tzad to say that it's aser is because asa maisa be'iser b'Shabbos. You did something wrong on Shabbos itself, and it involves an action. Shehiyah doesn't involve an action on Shabbos. Here, you did something wrong on Shabbos. with an action. Anytime you do an action, it's always going to be worse. So that's actually how we paskin. Turn in the Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of the Hilchos Shabbos Sheets. Of course, we have Simi Reish and Gimel. So turn to page 3. Page 3.
So it's obviously that you would not be mutter because you're not getting change happening?
Yeah, you don't really benefit. Page 3, Rabbi Sai. On page 3, 4 lines up in the Shulchan Aruch from the bottom. 5 lines down from the top, whatever makes you feel better. Vim Shachach Vishal, last words on the line. A person forgot his pot there. Im Hutav Shil Shabisha called Sarkoi. If it was fully cooked, mutter.
That's this. Okay? That's Tosis. We're passing like Tosis. If it's Mabusha called Sarkoi, Mitzdami Viyavaloi,
it's mutter. Vishagig. Vim Hutav Shil Shahisra is Bashavo Bisha called Sarkoi.
But if it's something that was not cooked, that's the first he bought in the Gemara.
So what's the halacha there? Tavshu shehizlev v'abisho kol tzarko otzer ad motzei Shabbos. So we paskin like Tosfos. But we also have the Rambam. Vim avar v'shah, if you did it b'mezid, if you did it b'mezid, otzer b'shneihem, then it's always otzer, okay? You do shehiyah b'mezid, always otzer. Shaygeg, it depends. If it was fully cooked before, just mitzami v'yafaloi, then it's mutter. If it was not fully cooked, then it's otzer. Good. Okay, that's Shehiyah b'mish b'shegeh on Shabbos. V'im, last line of the Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah with the asterisk. V'im hikziram eino Yehudi b'Shabbos. Let's say you returned. A non-Jew returns. Let's say you have a help in the house on Shabbos and she's trying to help out. Kishmai keinu. She's trying to help out. So she puts stuff back on the fire. Dino kishachach v'shaha. It's like you forgot and did Shehiyah. Which the halacha is, if it's fully cooked, it's what? Shachach v'shah, fully cooked, is mutter. Okay, so if a nukri put something back be Easter for you on Shabbos, it's mutter. Vim hichzira Yisrael. Now we get to the, you know, the real question. A Jew does hachazara be Easter on Shabbos. Dinai ka'avar v'shah. It's like you did it b'mezid. Why? Why is it like you did it b'mezid? So, and it's aser afilu b'shegeg. If it gets worse, meaning if you ruin the thing by putting it on the fire, then it's mutter. But if it gets at all better, it's aser. Why are we so machmir by Hakazara? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkan Lamed, hey, b'Shabbos afilu b'shegeg it's aser if a Jew puts it on. Dina ka'avar v'shah b'mezid. V'aser mitzdamik v'yafaloi. If it got any better, it's aser. Why? V'atan the machmirina says the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkan Lamed, hey. Bechazar tfemi b'shehiyah were makmer so much by hachazar mishum deka ovid ma'isa. You did an action that was aser on Shabbos. So if you put stuff back on top of the fire on Shabbos, okay? Someone wakes up in the morning and they realize, oh, you give out, and they're nervous about it, so they put it on the fire. And then say, ooh, I don't know if I was allowed to do that. Then they get to shul, they ask the rabbi, say, yeah, you're not allowed to do that. So what's the status of the food now? Can they have the cholent or not? Say, no, you can't. The unfortunate reality is, if they violated Hakazar, you can't have it. Because even though it was B'shegeg, and Shehiyah B'shegeg is mutter if it's Mavushal Kol Tzarkoi, like Tosfos learned in the second Ibaya, if it's Mavushal Kol Tzarkoi, then it's mutter. And he insists over here, it involves an action, it's also. Yes?
Isn't that Pasha Pshat and Lamed Chet of Rav Yosef, Rabin Rav Yosef? The reason why they say Le'atera is because they look covered Maisa.
Right.
So isn't that exactly what they're saying? They're saying you didn't do a maisa, it's shehiyah. You didn't do a maisa, right. Shabbos, therefore it's mutter.
Right. Here that you did, it should be aser. Okay, right. Good. So the Agos Hashri has a suffix about it.
No, no, so are they talking about...
I'm saying you're sure, but the Agos Hashri had a suffix about this.
Right,
you know.
No, are they talking about Chazara in the first one? They say...
No, they're talking about shehiyah.
So what are they talking about? The maisa, but maisa...
By bishul, they're distinguishing as opposed to bishul on Shabbos, that you did an act that had...
Like Chazara.
Oh, yeah, but Chazara is already fully cooked, so what do you really accomplish? You hear what I'm saying? It's an act, but with less productivity than cooking. Either way, halacha lemaisa, the cholent is also. But there is one saving grace. I am in Magen Avraham Shepasach, continuing the Mishnah Berurah, keep reading. Dilacherim shari bazeh. It's just for the guy who put the cholent there, it's also. Me'achot shai mavusho called them, called Tzarkovai a shoygeg. Since it was already cooked and it was a shoygeg. Okay, so the Magen Avraham says, for other people it's mutter.
So I guess the way that it falls out over here is that it's aser for you, right, to the person who put it there.
the person who put it there, it's usher. We treat it like a person who did shahiya b'meizid, that it's usher. And if it's lacherim, it's mutter, because it was already cooked, so nothing really changed. Lacherim, it's mutter. Loi, it's usher. The person who did it, it's usher. So if you were the guy who was awarded the zechus of putting the cholent there, you can't have any cholent. But I don't know if it ruins the meal for everybody else. It could be everybody else can have the cholent. You do it b'meizid, they're not asking shaylas. You won't get that shayla. Then it's a tshuva shayla. But if it's a shaygeg, which is hopefully most of the time, so then for the guy who put it there, we treat it like he did shahiyah b'meizid because it involves an action of iser, and the cholent's also for everybody else, the cholent would be allowed.
By shahiyah b'shogeg
is if it's fully cooked.
If it's fully correct.
Then it's mutter. If it's not cooked, then it's also. If it's b'meizid, then it's always usher. Yeah. So we treat a person who does hachazar like a person who did shahiyah b'meizid. Even though it's fully cooked, it's usher. Why? Because you did a maisa iser on Shabbos. So I only brought up with salvation to kind of highlight this idea that it could be if you do an action of iser on Shabbos, that's worse. I don't believe that that's the pshat really in the Rambam, but he brought out this idea that if you do an action of iser, that it's worse. I believe the pshat in the Rambam is like Tosfos. That the this ibai in the Gemara is something that's that is cooked. This ibai in the Gemara is something that's not cooked. If it's not cooked, it's usher. If it is cooked, then it's mutter. And hachazara on Shabbos is always usher because there you did an action of iser on Shabbos, so that's like doing shahiya be iser be mezid. That is usher always, even if it's fully cooked, it's usher. So that's how we ended up with this. Okay, there is one last thing though. If let's say a guy takes cholent and puts it on a blech. Let's say a guy takes chicken out of the refrigerator and puts it on a blech. So some people hold that's allowed. You remember we had Rabbi Avadi Yosef had his whole svara why that's allowed. That's called kedera agavi kedera. So if someone does something be'isa that other people do the chachila, I don't think that we have to ask for the food. You hear what I'm saying? Like let's say a guy does, your mother comes out, she takes the chicken out of the refrigerator and puts it on the blech. We don't do that, unless you're Sephardi. We don't do that. But since Rabbi Avadi holds that it's allowed, I don't know, you can't ask for the food. Many people hold that it's allowed. We would never ask for the food b'di'evad, but if a person, let's say, took cholent out of the crock pot, the cholent thing, and then they decided, oh, you know what, let's put it back. There's no heter. So if you do it by accident, the cholent is also for the person who put it back. That's the unfortunate reality. Okay.
If you were to take food out of your fridge,
let's say you take food out of the fridge.
Yeah.
So you put it on the blech.
Why is the chicken not also to your mother?
Because Rabbi Avadia holds you can take chicken out of the blech, salad out of the blech, and put them in chachilah on a blech. Right. Why? Because he held that the empty blech, even the flat blech, was like a pot. This right. Is a pot on top of a pot. Kedei agabi kedei or his mutter. So even though we don't accept that, you can't ask for the thing to be in it.
But if you put chicken in the fridge, solid food.
Uh-huh.
Would that ask it?
And you put it on top of what?
Your blech.
No, probably not. Not a blech. But if there was no blech, or she put it back in the oven, then you have this shayla. Then you have this shayla.
But the chachilah should not.
Yeah, we don't rely on that. Chachilah not. Okay, that's Bishol. Took us a while. Ayin Dalam Abez, Rabbi said, Gerzes. The other malach is a little bit lighter. So turn over here, Ayin Dalam Abez. At the two dots, the last of the narrow lines. Gerzes. As Hatzemer v'hamelabnoi, that we're finally out of the cooking melachas. That you're not cooking anything anymore. Now you're preparing the skins for the Mishkan. This is also part of the melachas of Mishkan, was they prepared the skins, and they prepared wool and everything to make the paruchs and all the parts of the Mishkan. So hagoyz is as Hatzemer v'hamelabnoi. A person shears off wool and he dyes it white. Or launders it, whatever, we'll have to get to Malami. Amar Rabbi Barachan, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Barachan said the name of Rabbi Yechanan. First of the wide lines, I endowed him a base. Hatayvet Semesh Agavi Behema. What is Tevia? Anybody know?
Spinning.
You know what spinning is? I'm impressed if you do. I didn't. You know what spinning is? I mean, I didn't the first time. Right. Spinning is when you take the different threads and make a piece of thread. Each thread thing is a fabric or whatever of each I don't even know what it's called, but each thread is a combination of many, many small threads. So that process of making many small threads into one bigger piece of thread is called spinning. So Amar Biyachana, Toivet Semesh Agabi Behema, what did you do? You took the wool while it's on the Behema and you spun it into thread. I guess at the end you ripped it off. Shagabi Behema B'Shabbos, Chayiv Shalosh Chatos, you chayiv three things. Achas Mishum Gozeis, in the end you're going to have to rip it off. V'achas Mishum Menapetz, Menapetz is a process of straightening out the cotton, the wool. You know, straightening out into, you know, lines or whatever, into pieces of thread, and then you take the pieces of thread and you spin it into a bigger piece of thread. So, achas mishum menapetz, huh?
What's the isser
of what? Menapetz. It's one of the lamentes of his malachas.
It's winnowing.
No, winnowing is ma'a, is,
That's the
huh? Winnowing is,
Zora.
Zora, yeah. Menapetz is heckling. Heckling could mean bothering people, but it also means over here taking the thing and spreading it out into thin pieces of thread. V'achas mishum toiva, and one for spinning. So okay, one for shearing, one for heckling, one for spinning. Rav Kahana, Omar, Rav Kahana said, "Ein derech geziza b'kach." No, this is abnormal. You don't rip wool out of a sheep. Ve'ein derech menapetz b'kach. It's not normal to heckle the pieces of thread while still on the animal. Ve'ein derech tviya b'kach. It's not the normal way to spin the thread while it's on the animal. V'loi. The Gemara says, really? V'atanim ishmeid Reb Nechemya. It's not normal, but we learned the Brice in the name Reb Nechemya. Shotuf be'izim, v'tavu be'izim. That they washed the wool while it was on the goat. V'tavu be'izim, and they, on the sheep, and they spun the wool while it was on the sheep. So you see that it's normal. Alma tviya gabi behema, shema tviya. So you see it is normal to spin the wool on top of the animal. So the Gemara says, no, that pasuk is referring to who? Who's that pasuk referring to? Where is that? Shotav be'izim v'tavav be'izim. That's a chokma yaseira shiny. That was a unique chokma that some people had, that they were shotav be'izim v'tavav be'izim. But that wasn't the normal way of doing it. So just because a guy is so skilled that he knows how to do it, doesn't mean that that's normal. Still the normal way of doing these activities when it's not on the animal. And on Shabbos, you only chayv if you do it in the normal way, and this is not the normal way. Torah Rabbanan, so the Gemara brings up Raisa. Torah is a knaf v'akaitmai. A person takes off a feather from a bird. V'akaitmai. What do you do after you take off the feather? You cut it off. I think because there's a thing on the bottom. There's a real feather that just came off a bird as a big quill on the bottom. That's what they used to write. They're not in feathers we see usually, but sometimes they had a big thing on the bottom. So you cut that part off, then that's kaitem. Toilish is a knaf, is you take the feather off. Kaitem is you cut off the bottom. V'hamartoi. Martoi is then you take off the down underneath the hard feathers of a bird, or the soft feathers. The soft feathers is called down, that's what you have in your pillow. So hamartoi, and then you take off the down. So if you do all these three things, chayiv shalosh chatos. You chayiv three things. Amar Shimon ben Lakish, toilish chayiv mishum gozeis. If you take off, you take out the feather, that's gozeis. Kaitem, then you cut the feather. Chai mishum echatech, that's chai for cutting on Shabbos in an exact way. Mimare, taking off the down. Chai mishum emachek, now you're chai for smoothing out the skin of the bird. For smoothing out the wing that you took off. Okay, so you're chai for those three things. Taking off the down smooths out the wing or the part of the bird. Tailesh is you take off the feather, that's chai for gozeis. And what's the other one? What's the other one? Kaitem is chayv for cutting the feather. That's because you're chayv for mechatech. Okay, so the Rosh asked the question. One minute, we just said at the beginning, if let's say you rip the hairs out of an animal, are you chayv for gozeis? If you rip the hairs out of an animal, you're not chayv for gozeis. The Gemara said, "Ein derech geziza b'kach." But over here, what does it say by the feathers on the bird? Hatoyleh just haknaf. Are you chayv or not?
Yes.
So what's the difference? What's the difference, okay? The Gemara says if you rip HaTaylesh Tzemer, it's Potter.
The Gemara said, on the one hand, HaTaylesh Tzemer is Potter. Why ain't there Gezizu B'Kach? It's not normal. But, so HaTaylesh Tzemer is Potter. But then the Gemara said, HaTaylesh Knaf, you rip a feather out of the bird, then you're chayiv. Why?
What's the difference? So look at the Rosh. Rabbi say, turn in the back to the Rosh. Parak Zayin Simin Vav. Parak Zayin Simin Vav. Right opposite the Hagoyz Hashri in Simin Vav, maybe five lines from the top of Simin Vav, and Parak Zayin Simin Vav in the Rosh, there's an asterisk, and it says, Hagoyz is a Satsemer. He just quotes the Gemara. Hagoyz is a Satsemer, Taner Rabbanon. Hatoyosh is a Knaf. The person who takes off the feather, cuts the feather, then takes off the down, he's chayv three things. Because smoothing out. Says the Rosh, the Torah tzemer biyad. If you rip out the wool from the animal, cover of Gahana, the ain derech aziza bekach. What's the difference? How come if you rip out a feather from a bird, you're chayv for goyzes? If you rip out the wool from an animal, it's ain derech aziza bekach. Maflik b'Yushalmi. The Yushalmi explains the difference. The oif eloi giza. A bird does not have shearing. Tlishasa hi gizasa. Ripping out the feathers is how you shear a bird. An animal, you only chayiv if you actually shear the wool. You rip out the wool, that's not normal by an animal, see your potter. By a bird, that is absolutely normal. Flishasa hi gizasa. Says the Rosh, teida shehu kein, and you should know that it's so, the Tani, talash min hamesa, we have a brisa, that a person who rips out wool from a dead sheep, chayiv. Why? Flishasa zu hi gizasa. What? From a dead sheep? What's the difference between dead and alive animal? Because gizasa min hachaya potter. If it's from a live animal, it's not normal. So then you're potter. From a dead animal, it is normal. So now you're chayiv. It all depends what's normal. So from a dead animal, it's normal to rip out the wool. So you're chayiv. Live animal, it's not normal. So you're potter. From a bird, ripping out the feathers is the normal way. So let's say you shear the feathers off a bird. You don't take off the feathers, you shear it off. What did you say?
Not normal.
Good, I agree with you. Look at the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch also agrees with you. Where are we? Minchas Chinuch. Rabbi, so look over here. In the sheets, where are we? Page 5. Three lines down. The Efshar Lomar. There's a period right in the three in the middle of the third line. The Efshar Lomar. The ba'oif hu lehepoch. By a bird, it's just the opposite. The imgoizeis ain't a chayiv b'shabbos. If you shear off the wool, you're not chayiv. Kevon de Rashi pirish shederech v'loy ligzois. The normal way, says Rashi, is to shear by an animal, not to rip it out. And by a bird, the normal way is to rip it out, not to shear. So if you actually goizeis a bird, then you're putter. The Rashi pirish shederech v'loy ligzois. Im kevon begoizeis havilei kelachar yad k'moy toilech v'behema. So the normal way by birds is to rip it out. If you shear it, you're potter. By animals, the normal way is to shear it, not to rip it out. So the other way is potter. So again, it all depends on what's normal. By birds, the normal way is to rip it out. By animals, the normal way is to shear it. What about by a dead animal?
Rip it out.
The dead animal, so then the Rosh says the normal way is also to rip it out. When the animal's alive, you don't do that. You shear it off. By a bird, the normal way is to rip it out.
So if I shoot a dead animal, then the kosher should be puttering?
I don't know about that. We'll have to get to that. That's a further discussion later on in the Ramban. Okay. Look over here, though. The Gemara in Becheres has this distinction, too, between animals and birds. But the Gemara is going to introduce us to, going to open our eyes as to what the nature of the Malach of Geizes is all about. Look at the Gemara in Becheres, Chavdad Lamebez. The Gemara is talking about if you actually have a Bechor, the first animal, the first born from the animal, had to be dedicated as a special carbon given to the Kayin. It was a special carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. What is the Bechor? And the Bechor is not allowed to be sheared. You're not allowed to take off the wool from the animal. The Pasuk says, V'osagos Bechor Tzoynecha. You're not allowed to shear off Parshas, I think in Parshas Re'eh. You're not allowed to shear the wool of a Bechor. So writes the Mishnah in Mesechus Bechor is the following. Rabbi Yossi, it's not a hard Gemara. Rabbi Yossi ben HaMishulam Oimer. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam said, "Hashayechet es habechar." A person shechs a bechar. So if you have to bring it as a carbon, how do you shech the bechar though? The problem is if you're not allowed to shear its wool. So guess what happens? You can't perform surgery. You cannot shear. You cannot do shechit on the animal if it's full of hair. You can't see the place that you're going to cut, and the hairs will get in the way.
So normally, in order to do a procedure on the animal, in order to shechet the animal, to cut it with a knife, what are you going to have to do?
Shear
the place where you're going to be shechet the animal. The problem is you're not allowed to shear the bechor. So what do you do? So b'yaisu b'mishulam ha'imer ha'shechet as a bechor. A person has to shechet the bechor. What do you do? Oisem makom bekoifetz. You take a knife, not a shechita knife, but a knife, you know, like a, something like a butter knife, and you start separating the hairs from the place that you want to do shechita. So you start pulling the hairs up and pulling the hairs down. What might happen, though, if you do that?
Hairs will come out.
But did you shear them?
No,
you pulled it out. But you separate, I guess, you take the hairs and you start separating like this to kind of make room for the place where you're going to do shechita. So, Aisa Mokum Bekupitz Mikan Mikan. Vitalish Saseya, Vavajloi Zizanami Mikhaimo. You can even rip out hairs, says the Mishnah. That's okay. As long as you don't take the hairs and make a pillow out of it. Because then you'll have a pillow that's like a Bechar pillow. You know, then people will start thinking you're allowed to shear your Bechar. You're not allowed to. So the Gemara says, take the hairs and put them aside. Don't use them for anything. Otherwise, people will think mistakenly you're allowed to shear your Bechar. And you're not. Okay. You're also allowed to rip the hairs out of a bechor in order to see the place if it has a blemish. Let's say the bechor has a blemish, now it's possible for a carbon. How do you know if it has a blemish? You can't see anything underneath all that hair. So the Mishnah also says, under those circumstances also, you're allowed to rip out the hair to see the makom of the mum. Okay, to two circumstances you're allowed to rip out the hair. Either in order to make room to do the shechita on the bechor, or to look at its mum. That's when you're not allowed to shear the animal, which is a bechor, but you're allowed to rip out hairs. Why are you allowed to rip out hairs from the bechor in these circumstances?
It's not normal. It's not what your intention is.
Oh, so the Gemara is not sure which one is it.
You should be able to do it all the time then? Not just these two occasions.
Why?
Because it's not normal.
Kalach Hayat is still... Right. It's not Asa Midar Raisa, but it's still the Asa Midar Abanan. Both of these are allowed, ripping out the hairs to create a makum shechita or to see the mum. See, the Gemara wants to know what's the reason for b'yaisi ben mishulam, and the litmus test will be yomtiv. Can you do this on yomtiv? This is talking about during the week. You can't do this to the bechor. You're not allowed to shear the hair of the bechor during the week on a Tuesday. But in order to do shechita on it, we allow you to rip out the hairs, or in order to see the makom of the mum. But what about on Yom Tov, can you do this? So mahu time of Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam, what's the reason that he allowed you to rip out the hairs? Is it mishum de kasava toilei shlav hainu geizes? Is it because he holds ripping out hairs is not geizes at all? Ubi Yom Tov aser, and on Yom Tov it's still aser, to havelei oikar dover migiduloi? Is it because toilei is not geizes, but on Yom Tov it would be aser, because it's oikar dover migiduloi? Okay, we have to understand what that means. Or maybe Ba'alma Savar Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam Toilish Hainu Geizes. Really, he holds Toilish is the same as Geizes. Well, then why is it Mutter on the Bechor? By Nutami the Shari, the Havilei Davar Shein Miskaven. The reason why you're allowed to rip out the hairs from Makom Hashchita, or in order to see a mum, is because that's your intention is not to rip out the hairs. Your intention is to shech the animal, or your intention is to see the mum, not to rip out the hairs. So it's a Davar Shein Miskaven. Meaning, we're not sure. Is Geizes not Toilish? But on Yom Tov it would still be also the Havalei Oikar Davar Migiduloi. It's Toilish, not Geizes, but on Yom Tov it would still be also because it's Oikar Davar Migiduloi. Oidilma, or maybe no, the reason why it's Toilish is Geizes. It is Aser. Why then is it Mutter to move the hair in order to get to Shechita, in order to see the Makom of the Mum? It's because of Davar Sheinu Miskaven. Amalahu, Zilu Shailu, the Rav Chanano. Go ask Rav Chanano. Yom HaLoch Rav Yosi Ben Meshulam. If Shutulchu. So he'll ask him if the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam, and he'll be poshet this shaila for you. Asu shailu, they came and they asked Rav Chananel, do we pass like Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam? Amalu haki amarav halacha Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam. We pass like him. You're allowed to rip out the hairs under these two circumstances, either to see the makom hashchita or in order to see a mum. Asu kamed Rav Huna amalu kenegdu biyamtiv mutter. Is it mutter on yamtiv or not? Yes, it's even mutter on yamtiv. If it's even mutter on yamtiv, what does that mean that the iser is? The iser is because of Toilish is Geizes. You know why it's Aser on Yom Tov then? I'm sorry. Kinegdu b'Yom Tov is Mutter, but if it's us, Toilish is Geizes. Why is it Aser? I'm sorry. Why is it Mutter to move the hairs? It's because it's Davar Sheinu Miskaven, and Davar Sheinu Miskaven on Yom Tov would be Mutter. So Toilish is Geizes. You're allowed to move the hairs because it's Davar Sheinu Miskaven, and Davar Sheinu Miskaven on Yom Tov is Mutter. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Davar Sheinu Miskaven and Yom Tov is Mutter? Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Chanina Bar Shami, Mishmei Derav, Kinegdu b'Yom Tov Mutter.
On Yom Tov it's mutter. Taylish is geizig, but here it's a David Shenem Miskaven. David Shenem Miskaven on Yom Tov is mutter. Mi Amar Hachi, Mi Amar Rav Hachi. What are you talking about? David Shenem Miskaven is mutter on Yom Tov. V'Amar Rav Chia Bar Ashi Mishmei the Rav. Rav Chia Bar Ashi said in the name of Rav Misuchraya Din Ezaisa. Anybody remember what that is? Yeah, if you have a barrel full of wine and you take a cloth and you stuff it in, some wine is going to get squeezed out. It's a seichet shayla. Some wine is going to get squeezed out, but it's not your main intention. Your main intention is to stop with the bottle, but some wine is going to get squeezed from the cloth. You're not allowed to put it in on Yom Tov. So you see, even though it's a davish and a miskaven, it's aser. But he, I feel Rav Shimon Mar, this Gemara answers, nah, that's different. There, everyone would agree. That's different because it's a psik reishe. But in general, davar shenem miskaven is mutter on Yom Tov. We're not getting involved in davar shenem miskaven in Yom Tov shayos, okay? But the Gemara has the two opinions. We know you're allowed to move hairs from the bechor in two cases. You're allowed to rip them out, either to look at the makom of the shechita or to check a mum. Why is it mutter? So is it mutter because ripping out hairs is not geizes? Ripping out hairs is not geizes. In which case, or is it because ripping out hairs is geizes, but it's a davar shenem miskaven? That's where we are. That's what we want to know. And the difference will be on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, it would still be Yasser if Tailish is not Geizes because it's Eikah Dover Migiduloi. Or maybe no, it's Mutter because Tailish is Geizes, but it's a Dover Shein and Miskaven. That's why it's Mutter. In which case, on Yom Tov, it would also be Mutter. So the Gemara continues on. V'ha'amer Rav Chia Bar Ashi Yomer Rav, Halacha K'Rav Yochanan, Rav Chanan Bar Ami Yomer Shmuel, Halacha K'Rav Shimon. Do we pass on Kibbehuda Rav Shimon by Davish and Miskaven and Homachlokas? Rav Chia Bar Avin Masni Belo Gavri. He said it without all these intermediaries. Rav Amar Halacha Rav Yehuda, Shmuel Amar Halacha Rav Shimon. Then the Gemara comes to this conclusion. And this is what everything is going to hinge on. Eli Olam Sover Rav Davish and Miskaven Oser. Really, Rav held Davish and Miskaven is Oser. No, Davish and Miskaven is Oser on Yom Tov too. Why is it Mutter than on Yom Tov? V'Toylesh Lav Hainu Goizes. Toylesh is not Goizes. Ube Yom Tov, the reason why it's mutter on Yom Tov, hainu time of the shari, the havele oike dover migiduloi kilachar yad. Even though it's not geizes, it is oike dover migiduloi, but it's oike dover migiduloi kilachar yad. What is that talking about? What is geizes? What is oike dover migiduloi here? What is the difference? Isn't oike dover migiduloi geizes? What does oike dover migiduloi mean? V'toylesh lav hainu geizes, toylesh is not the same as geizes, v'hatanya ha-toylesh k'naf v'kaitma v'amarta chayiv shalosh chatos. If a person rips out a feather, he's chayiv three, v'amaresh lokesh toylesh chayiv mishum geizes, ripping out is chayiv for geizes. Kaitim chayiv mishum mechatech, memarit chayiv mishum memachek. If you cut the feather, you're chayiv for mechatech, if you rip out the down, you're chayiv for memachek. So the Gemara answers, shayne k'naf t'hainu orche. We know, ripping out a feather is normal. Ripping out the hair is not normal, it's not geizes. So the Gemara over here clearly says you're allowed to rip out hair from the animal, from the bechor, in order to look at the makom hashechita, in order to look at a mum. Because toilesh is not geizes. Even though ripping out by a bird is normal, ripping out by an animal is not normal. So it's mutter. But the Gemara seems to include together with that some sort of discussion of eker davar migiduloi. And that's what we need to figure out. What is the malach of geizes? Is the malach of geizes because you ripped hairs out of the place that they grew? Or perhaps the nature of the malach of geizes is something else? So the Gemara here seems to indicate that geizes and oker davar migiduloi are two separate things. Not the same thing. So we're going to have to understand exactly what that is. But Emir Tashem tomorrow, we'll get back to more about geizes. Okay. Shkoyach, Rabbi Yisrael. Please go on.